I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When did you first realize that you could talk to spirit, and what did that experience really when did that start to precipitate in your awareness? What was that experience like? Was it one particular experience, or was it a few things that were happening over time?
Oh, lots of things. We're born spiritually open. We're born psychic. We're born in this way. And then gradually we learn to close it down and shut it down. My eldest son was highly spiritual till he started school. Within 3 weeks of starting school, it had gone. It was so weird. But for myself, it didn't shut down. I was at the bottom of the garden. I can remember 4 or 5 years old. We had a huge tree at the bottom of my garden. And I was in my fairy den, and I was talking to the trees. I was talking to the energy. I could see color and light, and I could be highly intuitive with energy. We all can, to a certain extent. You know, you walk into a room where there's been an argument and you can feel that vibe. It's like, ooh, it doesn't feel good in here. And my parents divorced when I was about 7. So there was a lot of fighting and arguing, and I'd come into a room and there'd be silence, and I'd be getting, what's wrong? And you would get the typical nothing. And I would look at them and say, you're lying, because I know there's something wrong. But I never shut it down. I guess I had my first really huge experience when I was 7 or 8, when I had a one-to-one with Jesus. Sitting on a tree, we had a little chat, and we were chatting away for a little while, and he was giving me a hug. There was some unpleasant stuff going on, and I'd left my body.
You saw him or you felt him? Sorry to interrupt. This is riveting.
Right, no, I had an out-of-body experience. So I had quite a lot of trauma in my young childhood, and this was the first time the trauma had got to a point where my whole being lifted out of my body. I had an out-of-body experience, if you like, okay? And so I found myself sitting on the branch of a tree about 60 foot up in the air, and sitting next to me with this very kind man who was saying, don't worry about what's going on there. You talk to me. And we sat and we chatted for a while. And when we finished this chat, I said to him, what's your name? And he said, my name's Jesus, and I'll always be here. If ever you need me, you just shout me. And then I was back in my body. And then a little while after that, I can't recall how long, I had this real yearning, I want to go to church. And we were not church people. We were not religious. And I wanted to go to church. And I wasn't allowed to, because I was 7 or 8, and I wasn't allowed to go on my own, and my mother wasn't going to come with me. So Sunday morning, I told her I was going out to play, and I went to church, because I just knew that's where Jesus was, and I wanted to go. So I went, and I sat in this Baptist church in Cardiff, Wales, UK, and there's my mate up there on the cross, and I'm like, what are you doing up there? And the next minute, he sat next to me, and we're chatting. And I kept going back and forth for probably 3 or 4 years, but I used to argue with the vicar. I'd be like, no, that's not right. my mate Jesus says that's not right at all, you know. And so, yeah, it was always there. And then as I came into my teens, I went to different churches. I went everywhere. I was searching, searching, searching that what they're teaching me is not what my mate Jesus is saying was correct. He was saying everything is love. You are love. And they're teaching control and fear and do this and God's going to smite you down. And he's like, no, God's not. God loves you, you know. And so I would be arguing, precocious little brat, probably 9 years old, arguing with my Sunday school teacher. But yeah, all through my teens, I carried on. And then when I was about 17, I found the spiritualist church, still a church, still with dogma, but resonated much more than any of the others. And they are teaching God is love, and they're teaching channeling. And, you know, I can see Jesus, and they're like, yeah, we can see this, that, and the other. And it was the first time I didn't feel completely crazy. I felt like, oh, finally, I found a little bit of what I would call my tribe. So I stayed within that environment for about 20 years. I worked with my guides. I worked with White Eagle. I worked with energy, plants, crystals, you know, just everything that was spiritual. Back in the 80s, where it wasn't open and it wasn't talked about, it was very secretive. But it was a huge part of my life outside of work. I didn't talk about it in my job. But it was huge. I went, and I was part of this community. And then around late 90s, around 2000, I moved. I was always moving. I still am always moving home and locations and towns and everything else. And I ended up in Cornwall in the UK, which as soon as I came into Cornwall, I felt the energy, the spirituality, the acceptance, very Celtic. I'm Celtic, kind of druidess sort of energy is what I felt. And I thought, now I can allow these gifts, this awareness to grow and expand unlimited. And that's what it did, basically, for more or less the next 20 odd years. And I moved around a fair bit, but I started at that time classes. I was teaching people. It was around that time where people were starting to awaken. You know, there was angel shops springing up on the corners of streets. And it's like, that wouldn't have happened 10 years ago. And people at that time didn't know much. And I'd been into this for like, at that point, 35, 40 years. And they were coming to me as seeing me as somewhat of an expert. I'm not really, but I knew more than they did at that point. So I started sharing and teaching and doing meditations and psychic channeling and readings. And I quit the day job and I really allowed myself to go into this. I retrained as a hypnotherapist and, you know, could really tap into the subconscious, all those beliefs around fear and control, and starting to dissolve those and moving more into your own sense of power. And yes, to do a reading for somebody, to give them some guidance, it can be disempowering. And I'm always careful with that. When people come to me, tell me what to do, what should I do? And so what I do is trying to sort of feel into what the soul is wanting, what the higher self is wanting, what potential is there for them, and helping them to tap into that potential if it feels right for them to do it. And then through the 2000s, that's when I discovered the I Am Presence with the I Am Discourses with Saint Germain. I read all of those books, really resonated for me massively. And then I found The Secret and Abraham Hicks and other very high level beings, Janie King, channeling Pitar. This is very high level. This was me learning. I found Neil Donald Walsh and Conversations with God. That became my Bible. And I was blessed enough to interview him last year for my own channel, which blew me away. I'm like, you've been my hero for 25 years. But that's kind of, yeah, that's what I do. And here I am now. I started my YouTube channel 6 years ago. And initially I was doing my kind of empowerment stuff and self-hypnosis and meditations and trying to lift people into a better space. And I was getting, I had 167 subscribers. And I was getting about 200 views. And I was spending hours on these videos and nothing was happening. So I was chatting with my team upstairs and I'm like, well, this isn't working, is it? I called them my team upstairs. This isn't working. And they said, do a few tarot, give people a bit of guidance. They're a bit lost, you know, see if you can help them. All right, then. So I've been doing private readings for 20 years, but this was now, okay, I'll do some readings on YouTube. And within a week, 10,000 views and 1,000 subscribers. And I'm like, oh, okay, they like this. It felt like the need was there for guidance. Show me, show me. And there are many wonderful readers on YouTube. But I tend to, I channel the whole thing. It's all intuitive. And my guides are telling me what to say and do. And it resonated. And now here we are 6 years later. I was just saying to you earlier, I can't quite believe that we're just hitting 170,000 subscribers, and that last month I had 750,000 views, 750,000 people watching me. I don't want to get scared about that. I always do when I do my readings. I look at the camera and I just say, I'm talking to one person who is connecting and resonating. And if that one person is times 1,000 or times 100,000, it doesn't matter. I'm trying to connect with you. And some part of that seems to work, because people say, this really helps me. This has got me through a really difficult period. You've given me hope. I don't try and do false hope. I'm not a believer in that, you know, and there are a fair few channels that do that. If I think the energy is difficult, which it particularly is this month in April, it's intense and some would say brutal. I will tell you that, but I will also then give you the tools to navigate it and help you make the best of it. And what is it all about? Why is it brutal? What's going on? Well, it's to stretch us, it's to expand us, it's to help us come into an emotional balance rather than be like a yo-yo up and down all the time. That's what's going on in a nutshell. And I help people understand that.
Hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.